Where did we stop? We stopped here. I put a marker here. So it's the previous segment was on the 六祖坛经. Yeah, so we went through that. So over here, the next paragraph. 在三摩他里思维. In the current times, I've mentioned many times before about how when we talk about samatha vipassana, we tend to be more familiar with the Theravada tradition. Yeah, that it seems like when we talk about samatha vipassana, then it is in the domain of Theravada Buddhism. It is like maybe Mahayana Buddhism doesn't have that, but the truth is no. Yeah. So this is the transliteration, samatha. Yeah. So samatha. I usually write in Pali. Some words I write in Sanskrit, but mostly I would write the Pali form. Because the text that I went through were mostly from the Pali lineage, yeah. Whereas the some of the teachings I learned through the Chinese lineage, then I will memorize it in Chinese. So this part 在三摩他里思维, yeah, to contemplate within samatha. This is something that is actually taught in Buddhism, but today in Chinese Mahayana Buddhism, not so common. Not so common. Yeah, because to begin with, in many Chinese temples, the mainstay practice is just chanting. Yeah, or either chanting of sutra, or chanting of Buddha's name, yeah, or chanting of repentance puja. Yeah. 拜佛, 拜诵经, 拜忏, yeah, 持咒, or chanting of mantra. Yeah. So, by and large, it gives people the impression. Yeah. In Mahayana Buddhism, no meditation. Yeah. Or, you may be exposed to the Chinese Chanzong. Yeah, Chanzong. So, that's the Chinese meditation tradition. Then, in the Chinese meditation tradition, there are also different techniques developed. Yeah, we have the samatha practice within the Liu Miao Men also, Tian Tai Zi Guan. But although there's Tian Tai Zi Guan, the later Chanzong, not all of them practice the Zi Guan. Yeah, because Zi Guan is samatha and vipassana. So the later Zen tradition, they actually practice Zhu Shi Chan. This is opposed to Ru Lai Chan. So what is the difference between Zhu Shi Chan and Ru Lai Chan? So Ru Lai Chan refers to all the different techniques that is taught by firstly the Buddha, secondly by the Bodhisattvas, yeah, or the Arahants found in the sutras or the earlier commentaries. Yeah, all can be considered under Ru Lai Chan. And all those can be subsumed under Samatha or Vipassana. Then Zhu Shi Chan will be all the later techniques that were developed, yeah, that is not an elaboration of the earlier techniques. So for example, Chan Hua Tou, yeah, Mo Zhao, so Hua Tou and Mo Zhao, Zhu Shi Chan, they have these two main branches. Yeah. So in some ways, actually, these two techniques is linked to samatha vipassana. Yeah. Because Hua Tou Chan actually is making you do contemplation. But according to my teacher, this technique, if developed until today, sometimes some lineage practice it purely as samatha. Yeah. So for example, a very famous the Hua Tou is Yin Fo Shi Sui, Da Zuo Shi Sui, Xing Chan Shi Sui. Yeah. So who is chanting? So, by right, if you contemplate on this, with the basis of the teachings, then you contemplate, okay, I'm sitting now. Okay, but what is the I? When we talk about sitting, there's only this body in this posture, then we call it sitting. Then, if we consider sitting to be meditative, then because the mental state is in the meditative state, so we call this sitting. But beyond the mind and body, is there an I that is sitting? If there's an I that is sitting, what is that I that is sitting? And as you contemplate, oh, nobody sitting. No self. Yeah, I'm shortcutting the process. I'm shortcutting the process. But if you have to contemplate, then although it's just one question, 坐禅是谁? But if you do contemplation, then it extends to all aspects. Yeah, 听法者是谁? Who is listening to Dhamma? Yeah, just as during the retreat, I ask you all, when you are sitting on the platform, remember, when you feel the when you feel the wind, who is the one feeling the contact of the wind? Yeah, is it Sun Hao? Your name is Sun Hao, right?
Yes.
Is it Sun Hao? Is it this person? Yeah. Is it an NS boy feeling the wind? Is it a son feeling the wind? Who is actually the one feeling the wind? At that moment, when the wind comes into contact, yeah, the breeze touches your face, hits your neck, smack your face. At that point in time, who is feeling it? Yeah. We say, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. Yeah. But all this I, at the moment when the wind hit you, is any of this actually the one? Yeah. When you really go and observe, then you find that actually that's just the feeling arising. No Sun Hao feeling it. Yeah. Even when someone kind of slap you, yeah. Or your cop captain or your sergeant scold you. At that point in time, how do you feel? We may feel, oh, I got scolded. Oh, I'm so fed up. But which is the I that is fed up? Yeah. If we really examine, we may then also concur and realize that at that moment, there's only that the hearing. Yeah. There's only hearing. There's actually no one beyond that. Yeah. So in this way, the 主持禅, that 话头, yeah, the 话头禅, yeah, where you have a verse, that actually links back to contemplative practice. It links directly back to contemplative practice. Yeah. But later traditions don't do it this way. Yeah. From what I learned from my teacher, they do. 念佛是谁? So you just keep repeating. 念佛是谁? Then later become 念佛是谁? Then later become 念佛 take up. Then 是谁? 谁? Something like that. But not all the Zen tradition practice in this way. Don't be mistaken also. Because I talked to some students who go to Guan Yin Chan Ling, and then they go to the main monastery in Korea. Then they say that when they learn the teachings from the grandmaster, gets them to do contemplation also. Yeah, so it's quite different from the later development. But fast forward to today, when we see such a statement, 在三摩他里思维, oh, this is not so common. Yeah. So I shared with you all before, we do mindfulness of the breath, then quieten the mind, Then when the mind is quieted, then we do contemplation. In other words, this is what it is. This is the practice. So contemplate what? 如来所说身相即非身相. So contemplate on this. 佛的身相即非身相. 我们凡夫身相, 亦复如是. So Buddha's body is like this. It is not inherently actually the bodily features. You cannot say the Buddha's feature is, you can define the Buddha by the bodily feature. Then how about ordinary beings like us? So my teacher said, 亦复如是. So similarly, it's the same. 凡圣亦如. So unenlightened and enlightened being, this principle is the same. 没有差别, no difference. 都是什么? They are all what? 都是自性空. They are all empty of inherent nature. 自性空中无有少法可得. So within emptiness, there's no inherent feature, no inherent dharma, nothing inherent that you can hold on to and say, I have this, now I have this. No. All things are just, you cannot find any inherent characteristics of anything whatsoever. This is what he's talking about. But this is using the enlightened being's intelligence, or rather wisdom. Do we normally think in this way? No. We open our eyes, oh, there's this, there's that, there's this, there's that. 有很多法可得. There are a lot of things that we can grasp onto and acquire. And there are things that we like, we dislike, that we hold dear, that we want to throw away, we are repulsed by. We have all these differences. And because of this, then trigger us to act in this way and in that way, even if the actions are not ideal. And now we borrow the Buddha's wisdom and then we contemplate. Not to say that there are nothing out here. There is. Here say, 无有沙法可得. Which of you have realized it? And then you think that there's nothing existing here? Who? Anyone? Whoever say that, I throw this away. See whether you dodge or not. Who? Myself? Yes? Yes, you say yes. Yes? No? Yes? Oh, panic. So in Chanzong, that's what we do. 谁开悟? 啪! 看你的悟, 开, 来, 开! If a person really kind of, if I throw it at that person, how do you think the person will react? You think the person will not xiang? Kai wu zhe. Gong. Tong tong. You xiang zhe. 那个是有问题啊，不是开悟。 I think it depends. Maybe the enlightened being may xiang, maybe may not xiang. Maybe yes, maybe not. But if you look at the sutras, whether the enlightened one xiang or don't xiang, they do it not to protect themselves. They do it not out of fear, they do it not out of revulsion, they do it out of love and compassion, guided by wisdom. So if xiang is of fruit of some purpose, then they will xiang. But if xiang doesn't produce any purpose, and instead don xiang, actually can cause people to become awakened, then they willingly pow. Right? Right? If you think about it, most people will xiang ma. So maybe he observe, now is the right time to get wet. Yeah, it will cause the rest to wonder, wow, there's actually a person who can just take a blow without flinching. Then he really mean, tung. Now really, ka-kang. And then 10 of the students got enlightened. Would you be willing to take a blow if you know that 10 person can get enlightened? Who is willing to? Like? You want? Or Zhu Bing? No? You see, hypothetically speaking, also nobody want. So, we all self together. I tell you, you all have no idea how many times I've heard my teacher say this. 自信空中无有说法可得. Yeah. My teacher is so compassionate. Yeah. Because all this teaching he has gone through so many times. Yeah. But every time when he speaks to us, he speaks with so much passion and excitement, like as though he just discovered it yesterday, you know. Yeah. 就是这样观察. Yeah, this is how you observe. 这是学习了中观论，学习大制度论. Yeah, so, you can practice in this way, but can you just practice in this way without learning? No. This is having learned 中观论. So, 中观, yeah, is what we call in the Sanskrit is the Madhyamika. Or Madhyamaka. And then the other one is 大智度论. So what is 大智度论? Have you all heard of 摩诃般若波罗蜜经? Yeah. So 摩诃 is 大, 般若 is 智, 波罗蜜 is 度. So 大智度论 is the 论, the commentary that explains Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, this is the link. Yeah. So, 从文字上明白道理后，再加上修三摩他，自己时常的这样观、这样思维，静心也这样思维，静坐也思维，久了，贪嗔痴慢疑 等烦恼就受影响，而不活动了。So this, so at first, what do you do? 从文字上, yeah. So just based on the text, in terms of the verses, the text, you do something. Do what? You try to understand its principles, yeah. 明白道理后, so that's why, the initial part. 文思修, the initial part, 文, yeah, listening or hearing or learning is very crucial. Crucial in what sense? After hearing, you must remember it. If you don't remember, then think about it. Like now, have you learned 大智度论? Haven't, right? So you don't know what is 大智度论 about. But let's say you learn chapter 1. But after learning, you forget everything. Then, is it the same as now? Same, no difference. So we must always, no matter how much, don't worry about the quantity. Yeah, don't worry and think, oh, I must learn a lot. No, at least if you learn just one chapter, remember the one chapter. Then you can progress. Yeah. So first, learn the principle. Then after that, what happened? 再加上 修 samatha, then on top of that, you add in samatha practice. In other words, you use the anapanasati, mindfulness of the breath, or maybe you develop the four immeasurables, or maybe you use the four elements, yeah, to contemplate, yeah, to observe. Then in this way, you quieten your mind. Then what happened? 自己时常的这样观、这样思维、so you quieten your mind, then you observe in this way, you contemplate in this way.Then those who went for the retreat,you all will remember, 静行也这样思维、So when you are doing walking meditation, don't just gyanai gyanku. During the retreat, I highlighted a few times, but can only highlight so many times. Some of you, after once or twice, very steady, very earnestly walking. And then really, you know, withdrawing your mind from the senses and then really paying attention. Then there are some, gyalai, gyalaku. Then stay already, then, chat you some of them. Go and pick up things and look at it. You all didn't see, because you all are paying attention. Because you all split up, right? So I go from, you all don't think, your sifu asked me to walk, then also can I get it? No, I'm going around to make sure that you all are doing your walk properly. Weather's so hot, no, you all are under the shade, I have to walk in the sun, walk there. After the retreat, other students say, sifu, you got a tent. I'm like, yeah, because I have to get out here. So I saw one or two, not much, the whole retreat, only one or two persons. Stand here, then walk here, then look down. But that one new, so bopian. So at some point I say, hey, don't look here, look there. And don't walk here, walk there. Really, can I get... Whoa. Then after that, then walk there, then walk there. But over the years, I also learned something. Yeah, even when students do this, I have to accept. Because if I go down too hard, what are you doing? Then maybe later on, Venerable, I have something on. Can I go off first? cut off the chance to learn what to do. So, walking, when you are doing walking, you also do this contemplation. During the group walk, when we walk to the beach, we walk to the forest part, then I ask you to have one object, right? Focus. So, this part is not just on focus. This part is, you also contemplate on the teachings. So, you alternate between these two practices. First, quieten your mind. Just focus on one area. Train your mind. When you get the hang of it, it becomes very interesting. So then, when you are doing sitting meditation, likewise. 静坐也是为Then what happened? Do this for a while, 师父. 久了, what happened? After a while, you must see, 久了, 哈, 久, 久, 不是三天后, not 3 days later, 久了, 要看清楚, 久, 久, 久久, 久久, 要很久, 久了, not 一下子, So don't come and tell me, every week come and ask me how, 要久了, how long is 久? 你没有半年, 一个月, 一年, 哎呀, how do I put it? It's like what people say, 一榴莲, if it's too green, then you pluck,Can eat or can, but wrong taste. It's the same as driving, After getting the license, can drive or can. But you compare with someone who has drive for 10 years and the newcomer, is that a difference? There's a difference. So, in the same way, when you want to get results, don't be so in a rush. Because both are driving.But the 10 years of driving experience and just fresh license, different. And when it's deep enough, thorough enough, then what happened? 久了,发生什么事情?贪嗔痴慢疑,等烦恼。 So what is this Tantan Samadhi? We are usually familiar with the first three because these are the three roots of evil. Yeah, these are the primary defilements. Tantan is greed, hatred, delusion. Let me draw one line here so you all don't get confused. Madhyamika is referring to Zhongguan, not Tantan Si. So this Tantan Si is referring to what? Greed. Yes, very good. Hatred. Delusion. Yeah, so this, there are three. Then behind there's man, yi, deng. So there's man, then yi. So Chinese, I don't know why. So far, I often hear people say, Tan Chen Si Man Yi. Tan Chen Si Man Yi. But under Liu Gen Ben Fan Nao, is Tan Chen Si Man Yi Er Jian. But I don't know why I... In my impression, I often hear people say Tan Chen Si Man Yi, yeah, but somehow the 二见 like 略掉了, yeah, omitted, yeah. So, but my teacher over here put 等, ah, 厉害, 这个厉害, oh, etc., etc., yeah. So, man, many times man is translated as conceit, yeah. But in the translation that we did recently, we choose the word pride. Pride. So I think both can bring up the meaning. Yeah. So this man is about the deep-seated sense of a self. Yeah. That expresses in itself in terms of the ego. So all the agitative mental states, yeah, related to the ego. Then the next one, E, is doubt. Yeah, doubt. Doubt towards the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Yeah, doubt of the practice. Yeah. So besides that, then the last one, there are six, right? Next one is wrong views. So wrong views, there's a whole family. Yeah, there's a whole category. Oh, so let me just be clear here. So these six together form what we call the primary defilements. Yeah. And then in the Abhidhamma, from these six primary, then give rise to the secondary defilements. Yeah, secondary defilements, which are a lot more. But all the secondary defilements, they are combination of these six primary. So in the Baifa, it says the six primary has has 有体性, so meaning that it has some substance in them, yeah. Substance in the sense that each of them, yeah, has distinct features that is unique to itself. Whereas the secondary defilements are but a combination, conglomeration, or aggregation, or extension of these six. Yeah. So for example, so we have Tan Chen Si Man Yi Er Jian, then Sui Fan Nao, yeah, secondary defilements. Then you have Fen Nu Hai Hui Hai, So like Fen Nu actually is still under hatred, yeah, but it's just the intensity. Yeah. Then you have, let's say, Ji Du, then there is a combination of Tan Chen and some Chi also. Yeah. So most of the subsequent ones, yeah, they are all a combination of this six fundamental one. Then, in the Buddhist tradition, we have all this, right? Then we against towards each of this, there is counter practice, 对治法, 对治法. So in Buddhism, this is where some people like it, some people don't like. Some people like it because you can actually have an antidote. You have greed, then you have the counter contemplation. If it's greed towards, let's say, sensual desire, then you contemplate on its the fouliness of the body. A lot of the greed, actually, if you think about it, a lot of our greed is related to this body. Why? Because a lot of our greed is related to the five senses. So the five senses is related to this body, so by looking at this body clearly, then it cuts off that desire towards the senses. But in some cases, like I share with some students, how about handphone, Sifu? I have greed for handphone, then you ask me contemplate on this body, but bo xiang gan, doesn't really help. So you must contemplate on how does this handphone or how does this app benefit you? The full gratification. Boy, you like to play handphone? Yes. How high can it get? This high? How high? At most, you get maximum, right? That recently, one mother very smart asked the son, you want to play, right? Then I give you all the score, whatever. Then at most, what do? You get higher score then? I thought that was very wise. Because many times, to get to the high score is very hard. So as a result, many people who are pursuing actually never really get to that point. So it always feels like it's something worthwhile to achieve, But when you just sit down and think about it, okay, let's assume now I win high score, top score. Then what happened? Actually, that's it. Then you find another game, lor. I discovered it myself long time ago. I sell game one, though. I started off writing game, then I also play game, right? Then don't play sell, man. Until one day I was like, oh, one game after another. But that was, I started really playing games like crazy towards the end of my uni days. Actually, to be fair, second year start. But then one day I realized, I was thinking, one game after another, that's like our life, After one life, not enough, find another life. Not enough, find another life. And then, just suddenly, I'm like, but there was another thing. In the teachings, it talk about future, or rather not future, that this world go through cycles. The world go through cycle. And then there's one cycle where our human morality and ethics drop so badly up to the point where average human lifespan is about 10 years old. Then there's the Dao Jie. So the era of swords. And during that time, a few features of that period. Number one is people somehow have the ability to remember past life. The trouble is with this ability, but no wisdom, no compassion. So remember, what you did to me last time, I'm going to kill you. So that's why many students ask me, how to know past life? Hey, then they have a dream. Is that my past life? I go to see this, whoever spiritual master, tell me my past life. I'm like, past life knowledge seems very attractive. But if you don't even know how to deal with this life, you want to have past life, So in the teachings it says, during that time, like when human beings are born, they spontaneously know their past life. Then, this is number one. Number two is, they don't have wisdom, right? So give rise to a lot of hatred for each other. Then the third thing is, in Buddhism, the external world is the result of our karma. So at that point in time, there's so much of this unwholesome states. So the world that arises is also very violent. So it is said that a kind of leaf will grow, and it's about roughly about 2 meters tall. And beings, once they arise, at a young age, they can
they are able to fight already. And then they just reach out, pull one sheaf of the leaf, and they use it as a sword and start killing each other. Yeah. And then it is said that there are some, despite being born in that time, find this not acceptable. So they retreat to the mountain and hide there. Yeah. Until those who want to fight until they are all gone. Yeah. Then the rest came up and, oh, you are safe also. Okay, I think let's agree not to kill each other, okay? Yeah. And once they did that, their lifespan increased by 100%. From 10 years old, increased to 20%, to 20 years old. There's nothing magical, actually. You stop killing each other, you will live longer. Yeah. Yeah. When I first heard about this, I was like, wow, quite amazing. And then one day, while I was playing very violent game, then I was like, oh no, am I planting the seeds? Because you know, in those computer games, like nowadays, handphone, I think it's as this PUBG or something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, in my time, the grandfather of PUBG is games like Quake, Counter-Strike 1, not the new Counter-Strike, it's the Counter-Strike 1. So, all you do is you appear, like you hear the sound, and you appear, and you already have a gun. Then just go around, anything that moves, you shoot. Yeah, so one day when I was playing, then I suddenly remember this teaching. I'm like, my goodness, well, this is not that era. I'm planting the seeds of that era, you know. Yeah. Well, that really shook me up a bit. Yeah. In a way, I stopped playing after that. Yeah. And in any case, shortly after that, I became a monk already.
Do we plant the seed when you kill
me? So you see, if you play Pac-Man, you are also killing ghosts, right? But it's very cartoony, so the imprint is very different from the games nowadays, where it's so realistic. I would say some of the games graphics is better than our TCS. Now it's called MediaCom. It's better than our special effect. I don't know how it is the special effect now. Yeah, nowadays the games, I think, if you look at some of those YouTube videos, well, the effects is very lifelike. Yeah. Better than some cheap production from Hong Kong. Yeah. So the trouble is, when it's so realistic, the question, very simple. We don't have to bring in the teachings, bring in philosophy, psychology, whatever. You just ask yourself, when you're playing that game, do you play in this way? No feeling. Do you play in this way? Or you do? One billion diary! Which way do you play? The first way? Or the second way?
Second way.
Second way, right? Yeah. So, you don't have to ask the Dharma, ask the food. You just consider. If it's enough to cause you to have such emotional response, is planting seeds. Yeah, it's planting seeds. Yeah. It is not the same as actual killing, but it's in that direction. It's in that direction. Yeah. Because it doesn't fulfill the five factors. Yeah. To commit killing, 有众生众生想，起杀心前方便众生死. Yeah, so the first thing is not a real sentient being. There's nothing sentient inside. Yeah. Until one day when computers AI become conscious, then you must stop playing. Then when you kill, the AI really suffer. Then I don't know, see how at that point in time. But at this point in time, it doesn't fulfill number one, 没有众生. But number two is questionable. Because when you're playing, if it affects you so emotionally already, then you are perceiving something there. Yeah. But whether you perceive as a sentient being or not, is questionable. When you play multiplayer, the avatar is representing a sentient being one. Correct? So, a bit tricky. So, although you don't fulfill the full factors, because when you kill a character, the person don't really die, right? So, the actual person don't die, but you're killing the avatar. So you're planting the seed of wanting to kill. Minimally. Minimally, that is what's happening. So, is it okay to do that? Looks like you play, ah. Hi, how can I help? No, you can't help. Recently, I find it quite strange, you know. Like, this is the fourth time the Google in this device just come up by itself. It means that it's listening to me.
Every time you say hi, then you
are. Ah, hi. Hello. Okay, Google.
Yes.
Okay, Google is the magic word. Yeah. Okay, Google. Can Zhou Ping become a Buddha? Sorry. Zhou Ping, I'm sorry. You cannot become a Buddha yet. Cannot reach Google at this point in time. So, all these defilements, what happened? If you continue this practice after some time, 久了, what happened? 烦恼就受影响,而不活动了。 So, after a while, the defilements will become affected. 贪嗔痴慢疑二见 will become affected. Affected in what way? Increase or decrease? Start to decrease. Yeah, become affected and it's not so active anymore. And eventually not active at all. Yeah. So in the meantime, how? In the meantime, first thing, have to catch our defilements in action. Tan san si man yi er jian. Yeah. So oftentimes when we first come into touch with Buddhism, we are only interested in chen. Get rid of chen. Yeah. Then as we learn, or we manage to overcome chen, then things become well, ma. We become well-liked. Then one day we may realize, oh, tan is a problem also. Then you solve tan, you solve chi, wow, everything sublime, peaceful, sui sui. Then what happened? You realize, okay, chi have to overcome. But most of our time, we work on these first three. But man, our ego, have to take extra care also. Yeah, because this will stop you, will prevent you from progressing. Yeah, prevent you from progressing. Yeah. A person who has who don't keep this in check, end up to put it using very worldly. Expression, full of ourselves. Then full of ourselves, then what happened? If we are so full of, really full, ma? So other people's idea cannot come in. Cannot, no. Mine is the best. Yeah. It's okay to have our own idea, right? In Buddhism, we don't say you cannot have your own idea. But your own, you must question whether your idea is correct. Yeah. So, of course, some students may say, then, Sifu, you leh? Yeah, I do that also. You think I don't do that? Yeah, it's because. Okay, where's my KC? Can you help me bring that book? Thank you. So, for example, over the past how many years? So sometimes, we have our own idea. Supu also have my own idea. You ask my mom since young, before I become mom, I've got all kinds of funny ideas. Yeah. The question is it just you are the only one in this world with that idea and nobody agree? That's the question. You come up with your own idea, or is it that your idea, later on, you find that, hey, the Buddha also teach the same idea. I don't say that Buddha follow me. But is that when time and again, okay, you see something that you have not learned before, but based on what you have understood about the principle, you apply and you come to conclusion A. And then later on you come across some text. In the sutta, that's exactly what the Buddha said. Yeah. So if you learn the Dharma as knowledge. Then you must read every single thing and remember every single thing and memorize every single thing. And as long as there's something else that you haven't heard of, you don't know. And you cannot know. And that's the first level of understanding and knowledge. Second level is where you contemplate, understand the meaning already, the essence, the principle. Then from the principle, you are able to apply as well. And once you are able to apply, any new questions, new circumstances come up, you can apply because principles is meant to be used that way. Yeah. But question is, are you using it correctly? Is your principle understood correctly and are you using it correctly? That's where you need a way of verification, right? Then you continue learning the sutra, then you find, that day when I applied that way, Buddha said exactly the same words. Then you can be sure that, okay, your view is in the right direction. So, you verify the 不要开玩笑. Yeah. So we must do this. Yeah. We must do this. Yeah. Otherwise, we get stuck, no? Otherwise, you get stuck. Yeah. But if we are to do the practice, contemplate, learn, then slowly our ego, our pride start to weaken. It doesn't mean that you're not confident of yourself, though. Pride and confidence is a line across. Yeah. Confidence doesn't mean that if a person become wiser, then no more confidence. Yeah. You have confidence. Yeah. But it's a firm confidence. Not just because it's mine, then I'm confident. Yeah. Ego is different. Ego is because it's my idea, so I say it's correct. Confidence is different. Confidence is, this is verified. That's why I say that it's correct. Then that's different. So, 愿意这样观一切法，自性空。 说如何转女成男，转男成女。 So, 愿意这样观一切法，自性空。 So, maybe you are willing. If you are willing to do this practice, yeah, go and contemplate, go and observe. All phenomena is what is empty of any inherent nature. Yeah, 自性空. Yeah, that is self nature is empty. Yeah, empty of any substance, any inherentness. So, 说如何转女成男? So sometimes my teacher speak in this way. It's basically saying, referring to some people who have this question, or sometimes in the sutra, it have this, right? Yeah, in the sutra, it says, 转女成男,转男成女. Yeah. So, 没有这回事情, yeah, we may have question about this. So here it says, 没有这回事情, yeah, 此中无有男女相可得. Yeah. Actually, within us, there's no inherent male or female that is substantial that you can grasp onto and say, this is the essence. No. This is, to me, this is a bit not so easy to maybe understand or accept. Now I tell you, I see she already.
No, it's just not looking
at. No, that's the correct expression I was going for. Yeah, if now I tell Sun Hao, you are not inherently a guy. Can I accept or not?
At first one la.
At first one la.
Yeah.
So one la. Zhou Bing, are you inherently a guy? If you want to date a girl, don't talk about this. Don't on the first date say, actually, let me tell you a secret. I'm not inherently a guy. And the girl will be like, 你是搞那个 No, cannot. Yeah. But 第一地, yeah, we are in fact, yeah, the truth, ultimate reality is due to conditions then we appear as a man. Due to conditions we appear as a woman. That's all. Nothing inherent. Yeah, so 常作如是观慢慢的就像于圣人的境界. So, frequently, if you are to do this contemplation, observation, then what happens? 慢慢的就像于圣人的境界. And slowly, Yeah, we move towards, yeah, turn towards what? The state of the enlightened beings. Yeah, the state of the enlightened beings. Yeah.虽然还没有得圣道, although we have not attained enlightenment, then what happened? 但已经不是凡夫境界了, but the state is different from unenlightened beings. Yeah. So what is the difference? Yeah. So for example, 凡夫的境界, everything grasps on. This is real, this is very important, everything also important. Like this cannot. Then enlightened beings, 观一切法空, then 空 also no problem. Of course, if someone throw this at you, what should you do? Siam la. Like the Matrix, you throw. So. When we can say maybe, although we are not enlightened, but if we do this contemplation over time, then even if a worldly situation happens, yeah, we don't just see the surface worldly circumstances. We look beyond that, and as a result, our reaction towards it becomes otherworldly. Yeah. We no longer respond in the same way. In the past, maybe when someone said something to you, something disagreeable or something, oh, then we are up in arms, very upset. So upset, wow, we think the whole night, wow, think until headache, oh, yeah. And then we become dysfunctional. Go to work, wow, cannot work properly. Yeah. One person get you upset, everybody you also scold. But gradually, yeah, you learn the Dharma, you practice, then you are able to respond differently. Yeah, respond differently. So, 常常这样观就能到暖顶人是第一. Yeah, so, I think I mentioned this before in some classes. Yeah. So these are the 四加行. So 到出国得无生法忍了. Yeah. You go all the way and reach the Sotapanna. Yeah. But 一个是要久, 一个是要常常. Yeah. One, it must be a long time. Two, it must be frequently. Yeah, you cannot say, hey, Sifu, a long time already, 10 years already. But you meditate once a year. So a total of 10 times. Cannot. Cannot. Hey, Sifu, I meditate every day. How many days have you meditated? One day. Yeah. Grandma, Sifu, I meditate once yesterday, so it's considered every day. Just one day so far. Yeah, cannot. It must have the duration and the frequency, the regularity. Yeah. Why is this important? Because our habit, our samsaric habit is so strong. How strong? You must consider, since beginningless time, let's ignore beginningless time first. Let's consider this life. This life, since birth until now, have we been cultivating the supramundane habit or cultivating the samsaric habit? Since birth, most of us are mostly cultivating samsaric habit. Yeah. So just considering this life itself, the samsaric habit is higher. Yeah. So to develop the supramundane, yeah, the pure wholesome habits, we need to overcome this first. So of course you need to take time, yeah, so that you become more and more familiar with it. Yeah. At the end of the day, I find that, yeah, all the practices require repetition. Why? We don't have that familiarity. Yeah. Our mind is more used to defilements. Defilements is a good friend, actually. Yeah. Our mouth say, "Wow, 贪嗔痴不好不好," but our heart say, "Yeah, insect clap." Yeah. You think about it. Yeah. Don't tell us. The last time you had greed arise, how do you feel? Happy. The last time you got angry, of course you're angry lah, but were you happy with acting in an angry way? Actually, we are in agreement. That's why you acted. Let me illustrate. When we do things, it is always that we agree. Unless now, let's say Sun Hao come, demonstration live, right? For example, now I say, okay, closer lah, don't talk.
No, I just from where, yeah.
Yeah, and then I say, later go and bash him up. I think you can, you are bigger size. then you're unwilling.
Don't want.
Yeah, then I say, you don't want, I poke you. Then you bo bian. Then go now. Then this is called unwilling. That is called unwilling because external force really forcing you. Ma. But when we do something even out of hatred, out of anger, at least at that moment, I'm not saying after that. After that, maybe we regret. Maybe we say, I shouldn't have. I'm so sorry, lah. You know, my temper very bad, mama. Who asked you to always do this? Make me angry. After that, that's after that. At that point, no. At that point, Hanukasi, how are you? At that point, we agree, actually. Yeah. At that point, we agree. Don't bash him up, Yeah. But maybe it's different from you all. I observe myself like that. At that point, we feel that, I'm really quite smart. I can think of this way too. At that moment, the worst is, after 贪嗔痴, after that, you still think that way. That's the worst. If after that you still regret, not bad. At least you still regret. Then there's a hope for change. The worst is, after 贪嗔痴, after that, still... I'm not going to lock out. I think not. So, here... 常常这样观就能... 到暖顶人士地, so this 暖顶人士地 is talking about the various stages prior, just prior to enlightenment. Yeah. So this 暖顶人, 暖位顶位 is actually a metaphor. Yeah. And it's using the metaphor of, like, if you take a piece of wood, yeah, and you rub what? Set fire lah. Yeah. Then what happened? At some point, it becomes warm. Warm doesn't mean have fire, but at least warm already. Yeah. Then warm. Then you continue. At that point, you must... if you run out after 3 hours, still cold, then you may give up. Yeah. But if you run out until when it starts to warm up, at that point, then what happened? You have confidence. You know that you are rubbing it the right way already. And at that point in time, in you will have a lot of energy. Yeah, to push forward. Yeah. Because you know you're almost there. Then you continue. Ding. At the peak of the heat. Then you feel like, then after that, 人位. So 人位 is just before 四第一. So this 人 is not, sometimes I also wonder why there's such a multiple meaning, you know. Usually when we say 人, what does it mean?
You all gun down, don't know what is renai. Chinese word, what does it mean?
Renai.
Renai, that means endure, right? Yeah, but in many of the Buddhist texts, and I think classical Chinese, ren actually has another meaning, which is to be able to experience it. Yeah, to accept it. Yeah. Accept, the highest level of acceptance is to actually experience it. So ren here actually has that meaning. Yeah. Accept what? To experience what? Towards the truth already. Then once you pass that, then shidi, so you're foremost in the world. But of course, shidi, but after that that's arhan. But compared to the worldly accomplishment, you are number one already. Then that is 出国. Yeah. Okay? So that happened. 最初父母哥哥妹妹反对我出家，心里不舒服。诶，这个是讲他自己吗？ Yeah. 即使我没听他们的话而出家了，心里还是不舒服。Oh, actually this my teacher sometimes speak as though in the first person view, right? But he's basically putting himself in the, like expressing how some individuals, maybe some of the students, or maybe some of the lay people, students meaning the monastic students, or maybe some of the lay students, they want to, you know, go and ordain, but, have all these difficulties. So sometimes he speaks in this way. 最初父母哥哥妹妹反对我出家。 So initially, the father, mother, the brother, sisters are opposing. So what happened? 我心里不舒服. So don't feel good about it. 即使我没听他们的话, 而出家了. So even if he ignore their words, and ordain, 心里还是不舒服. It still don't feel good. 到这个时候, 心能安下来. Oh, actually, in this case, he's talking about himself. Yeah. So up to now, at the time when he was giving this teaching, he said, 心能安下来. Oh, actually, I correct myself. May not be about himself. Yeah. He's talking about, maybe if you want to cultivate, then if your parents oppose, your family oppose, you may feel a bit uneasy. Yeah. But if you can continue, persist, and practice in this way. Yeah, practice until what stage? Practice until you attain sotapanna. Then, 这个时候, 心能安下来. Yeah, then your mind will be at ease. Why is it at ease? You'll think, 哎呀, 我没有白出家. My teacher always say this, 哎呀. Then there's another Dharma brother who always, sometimes when you respect someone too much, then you will speak like that person. Aiyah! 这个好东西啊! 我没白出家! Aiyah! I didn't ordain in vain. 出家的时候, 我糊糊涂涂的, 现在不是啊! Initially, when I ordain, I'm blah blah. Then, 糊糊涂涂, I'm blah blah. So, now it's not the same. 但这是要从文思修才能得的. So, but this is only possible through the threefold practice. Learning, contemplation, and cultivation. 学习佛法的次第,佛开示得很明白,就是文思修. Yeah, so, the progression, yeah, the steps for learning Buddhism, for learning Dharma, Buddha Dharma. Yeah, the Buddha has explained and elucidated very clearly. Yeah, that is hearing, contemplation, and cultivation. Yeah, 文是学习的意思. Yeah, so here hearing it means to learn. 虽然是很浅薄，但不闻还不行. Although it's very superficial, very superficial. But if you don't hear or learn, Google also want to learn. Cannot. Yeah. Then that is not possible also. Yeah. 学习白纸黑字的经论对我们凡夫来说非常重要。 若是没有此这些经论，我们知道什么？我们什么也不知道。Yeah, so, as far as unenlightened beings like us is concerned, yeah, learning the written text, 白纸黑字的经论， yeah, the sutras and commentaries, yeah, learning all this, yeah, the textual sutras and commentaries, this is very important, 非常重要。Yeah, without this, then what do we know? Yeah, we don't know anything. Mm. 有件事要提一提， there's something that needs to be mentioned. 唐朝时 in the Tang Dynasty, what happened? This is 唐徽宗啊，唐显，唐
显，
显，唐徽宗，显宗啊，信佛。Yeah, 对于佛的舍利很恭敬供养。Yeah, so there's this one of, I think it's one of the emperor. Yeah, he's very pious towards Buddhism. Yeah, towards the Buddha. Then towards the Buddha's relics. Oh, very respectful. Yeah. So, 这个是什么？什么？
潮州
刺史韩愈。反对这件事 okay, I don't know how to translate all this, but there was someone who is opposed to this. Yeah. Then what happened? 他的文章上有一句话 yeah, so this other guy, in his article, he wrote something. 说得很厉害 yeah, wow, very critical. Yeah. So, 人其人我其书这个如其居嗯，哇 ，this is quite cheap 啊！我感觉若是韩愈做皇帝，佛法会完全灭亡。哇，人其人，火其书，哦，如其居。哦 ，I think this 其哈 ，here is that 就是一个克一个，哦 ，yeah， 就是一个可以克一个，人可以克人。火可以克书 you know? 书 you know, books you can get burned. Then, 炉其居 This 炉 is the 火炉的炉啊是不是啊炉其居来我们看看师父怎么解释历史 OK, let's see. 历史上三吾灭佛还没有韩愈这个厉害 yeah, 韩愈的思想这样 no?See, this is the critical part, you see? Yeah. 如其居是把寺庙给一般人来住。哇，这个。火其书是把经书通通都烧光。哇，人其人就是不杀出家人，但令出家人，让还俗做在家人。哎呦，这个。哇，好好把它记下来。要小心一点。如果把 OK, sorry, I forgot to translate for you. Some of you 简单问。So, yeah. So this tree, just now I mentioned this one. So, 如其居 meaning this, 如 is referring to the temple, the monastery. Yeah. So, let the normal folks, ordinary folks, come and stay in the temple. Yeah. Then 火其书 so this 书 refers to.The sutras, yeah, the scriptures, and then what happened? Put it to the fire, let it burn. Yeah, 人其人 so 就是不杀出家人 No, don't kill the monastics, but 但令还俗做在家人 yeah, cause them to disrupt and become lay people. Wow, actually in.Throughout China history, some of this actually did happen. During the Cultural Revolution, my teacher sometimes he mentioned, wow, you see him speak halfway, wow, 眼睛都红了 yeah. Because he was that era. Yeah. And because he managed to run off from the, from Dongbei, then he went down, Odin. Then when the 内乱, then they actually escaped to Hong Kong.So some other venerables stayed back and they, some of them were forced to disrupt. Yeah, some, the one right, da, 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 yeah. But
That's the past. Yeah, but the past can happen again if we're not careful. 若把佛经完全烧光就完了，佛法就不能传到现在了。If we burn all the Buddhist texts, then what happened? Then 就完了, then habis. 佛法就不能传到现在了。 Then Buddha Dharma cannot be passed on until now. 三无灭佛，信而不烧佛书，书存在。 So fortunately, so there were different periods where Buddhism was heavily suppressed and attacked in China. So don't think, wow, China all Buddhists are. No. In some dynasties, some of them don't support Buddhism. And when they don't support, wow, jialat. So, but fortunately, they didn't burn the books. Yeah. But later on, somebody burn. 书存在，我们就还可以学习。 As long as the texts are still there, we can still learn. Yeah, 佛法也能继续注释。 Yeah, then Buddha Dharma can continue to last in this world. 如果完全烧毁了，烧毁，佛法将无法流传。 Yeah, so if it's completely burnt, then Buddha Dharma cannot be transmitted. 所以经书是很重要的, and hence the written text is actually very important as well. Yeah, 我们学习语言文字的佛法, 这是文会. So we learn the textual scriptures, the Buddha Dharma that is in written form. Yeah, this is considered 文会, the wisdom from hearing. So 是很起码的一种智慧. So it's a very elementary form of wisdom. But 但是非常重要, but it's very important. 一切的功德, all the different types of merits, 非要从白纸黑字的经论学习才行的. Yeah, so all the kind of merits, must start from this. Without this, then what to talk about? Yeah, 如来所说身相即非身相. So this is from the text again. Yeah, 若说32相就是佛. If we say that the 32 features of the great man is the Buddha, 但是 观32相自性空时, then when we contemplate the 32 marks of the great man is dependent arising and is empty in nature, then what happened? 佛就不可得了. Then the Buddha, there's no Buddha-ness that you can hold on to. Yeah, 没有32相可得, 就是没有佛吗? Yeah, so if there's no 32 marks, then does it mean that there's no Buddha? 你能这么说吗? Can you say that? 佛在世时, 有一次到道立天, so that's the Tavamtimsa heaven, the heaven where the Buddha's mother is said to have been reborn. Yeah. So what happened? There was once he went to this heaven. Yeah. 为母说法三个月, so he gave teachings for 3 months to his mother. 也就是在那里说法度化天人, 说法度化天人, sorry. The way I say it. Yeah, so in other words, he go there to give teachings to liberate the heavenly beings. Yeah. 大神通大智慧的佛出到天上时用了点神通. So the Buddha, with his great psychic power and wisdom, when he first arrived in the heavenly realm, he used a bit of the psychic power to do what? 使令人间的人都不知道佛在哪里. Yeah, so it causes the human in the on earth not to be able to know where the Buddha is. What happened? 连目见连尊者入定，用天眼通看，也看不见佛在何处. Even wherever Mahamudgalana entering into deep concentration,
using his psychic vision. He's foremost in psychic power. Even when he uses his psychic vision, he cannot see where the Buddha is. Oh, power. Initially, when I read this, I'm like, Buddha go to heaven. Of course, we all don't know where he is. Even when the Buddha didn't go to heaven, do you know where he is? I don't even need psychic power. I go out, you also don't know where I am. Unless one of you put tracker in my phone. Yeah, but here, explanation. Even Venerable Mahamoggallana with psychic power, not able to see. Then what happened? 比丘也好, 在家居士也好, yeah, so whether it's the monastics, the monks, or the lay person, 大家不知道佛的去处. No one knows where the Buddha has gone. 心里都想念佛, in their hearts, they're all like pining for the Buddha. So what happened? 来问阿难尊者, so they went to see Venerable Ananda. Venerable Ananda is his attendant and cousin, yeah, a long time attendant. So what happened? 阿难尊者不知道, yeah, Venerable Ananda didn't know, yeah. 就来问目犍连尊者, so he went to find Venerable Mahamoggallana. So what did he say? He said, I also don't know, 我也不知道, yeah. 直到佛要回来回人间之前, 收回神通, yeah. So just before, it's only up to the point where the Buddha is returning. Then he retracted that, in a way like a firewall, like a block. Yeah. He disabled the flag. Okay, now you all can see me. Dang. Yeah. Then what happened? 这时候目犍连尊者入定, 才知道佛在道立天. Yeah. So then at that moment, when Venerable Mahamoggallana enter the deep concentration, then he see, oh, okay, Buddha is at Tham Timsa heaven. Mm. 因此到天上拜见佛, so as a result, he went to the heavenly state, heavenly realm, to pay respects to the Buddha. Then, 佛说, the Buddha said, 我七天以后有去女成三道, 这个宝, 借处回来人间. So he said, 7 days later, he will return via one of the city. Mm. Oh, sorry, we have exceeded time quite a bit. So this is like the Korean drama. Yeah. Wow, excited. Okay, we stop now. 绝招, 下个星期自有揭晓. Oh no, next week we know Dharma Sutra. 2 weeks later. Yeah, because next week is the Dharma day. Yeah. Unless we can find a place to do it. Let me try to find. If I can find, I will let you all know. Then I will post in the chat group, okay? Because after this, I have the ITBW. Then later on, we finish at 6:30 plus. At 7 o'clock, I got a meeting. Today, full day. 豁出去了，来。愿消三障诸烦恼。愿得智慧真明了。愿得智慧真明了。不愿罪障悉消除。不愿罪障悉消除。世世常行菩萨道。世世常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，起立。